Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Joe Capalbo.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you both doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
So Joe is the general manager for the Kimpton Marlowe Hotel, excuse me. And it wasn't that long ago, Kennedy, that we spoke with somebody from Holiday Cards for our military.
We spoke to Laura, who started the whole thing. Yep.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I guess, Joe, you guys at the hotel are involved with this now, too?
Yeah, we are. It'll be our seventh year participating with Holiday Cards for a Military Challenge at the hotel. It's a really cool thing. We were looking for something to partner with over the holiday season, and stumbled across what Laura had started. And the one thing that struck me was it 20 years ago or so, she at Thanksgiving dinner, she asked her family to fill out holiday cards for the military, and it was their ticket to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool. So we decided to kind of take this and bring it to life here at the hotel.
Why is it important to you to work with this organization for veterans? Do you have veterans in your family or anything like that, or did just this feel like the right thing?
That's a great question. I do have some veterans. Both my grandfathers actually served in World War II. Mm. So it was very near and dear to my heart. And then a lot of our team members here at the hotel have current folks serving in the military as well. So it just made a lot of sense. And it also serves for our parent company, IHG Hotels and Resorts. We have a commitment to true hospitality for good. So we're always looking for things to bring that to life.
And Carson, I know you served in the Army and you were deployed. Can you speak to the emotions of not being around for the holidays and being on deployment and what a card might mean?
Yeah, it might be a little bit different now because when I was in, it was in black and white times, Dan, and we had the cavalry.
You couldn't just FaceTime on your iPhone.
Correct.
You couldn't send an email, but getting a card was a big deal.
Yes. So there, you know, you'd make a phone call, but there could be a second and a half delay in a phone call. So you always felt very isolated. And so we had these programs when I was in too. Cards would show up. Packages would show up with goodie bags and all this sort of thing. And it just reminded you of why you were there and the people that were back home that were important to you. So I am super appreciative. I've gotten letters like this in the past when I was in, and they really do just kind of take you back home for a minute when you're so far away.
And tell us a little bit about what's going on at the hotel for the holidays.
Yeah, in addition to this, which we have a station set up in the lobby, which is for our guests, our employees, folks coming for events. But we have a really cool holiday-themed pop-up cocktail bar called Miracle right in our lobby. And it runs basically now through the 27th of December. And it's, you know, think really the lobby threw up Christmas, lots of cool home decor, lots of great cocktails. I'm a big fan of the snowball old fashioned myself. So guests come in, you know, it opens at 5 every night, has some really cool music going, and, you know, there's usually a line of people waiting to get in. Perfect opportunity for them to fill out a few cards, and we take those and send them out. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Definitely a cool holiday vibe going on at the hotel this year.
You could have a couple old fashions and then write your holiday cards.
Those would be some fun cards.
I like where your head's at, Dan.
And I'll say about Kimpton Marlowe Hotel, Lan and I stayed there as a romantic one-night getaway.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Stunning. Staff was incredible. It was just perfect. And I always recommend that place to people because you want to, every once in a while, just a staycation away from the chaos of having kids around.
Absolutely.
Or family.
Absolutely.
And this is a great place to do it. So
well, thank you for that. We'd love to have you back.
Well, we thank you for coming on this morning. You are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Well, thank you.
Have a great holiday. It was nice to meet you.
You as well. Thank
bye
you.
Bye now.
All right. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Bib from Dorchester.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Dan.
Hey.
Bib came and brought us toys on the South Shore.
Aww,
yes, I did,
so
with my
much.
Girlfriend Jacqueline, who's in the car with me.
Good All morning.
Right. Well, good morning, Jacqueline.
I remember you on the South Shore. We don't get a lot of Bibs that stop by.
Well, we're going to come again.
That's my guy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Bib?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is, in fact, a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Bib, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Carson.
Bad Bunny is Spotify's most streaming artist in the world for a record-setting fourth year. What big event is Bad Bunny doing in February that has people
Super Bowl
divided? Yes. Question number two. Tyra Banks, 52 today. Tyra created and hosted which competition show from 2003 until 2018?
America's Next Model.
Question number three. Jelly Roll is also celebrating a birthday today. He's 41. In Jelly's biggest song, when does he talk to God?
When he's in jail.
It's not a bad place to talk to him.
Probably. A lot of people start there.
Question number four. Thanks to season 5 of Stranger Things, Nature Valley is bringing back their fudge chip peanut butter boppers for the first time since 1989. They have special Stranger Things packaging. Who created the show Stranger Things?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Question number 5. Tickets to see The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere in Vegas range from $119 to $377. Sure, it's a 4D experience, but is it worth it for a movie? I don't know.
No.
Some shrooms in The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere, Dan. Let's go.
You can do that in your basement. I'm not spending $400 to see a movie that's 100 years old.
Who was the first band to ever play the Sphere when it opened in 2023?
What was it?
Who played the Sphere when it opened in 2023?
Yep. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. We did a whole thing on this show, and I went and saw it. No? All right.
No? I have no idea. Sorry,
let's get
Kennedy!
Yeah, I tried to give you a hit. Bib, where does the name come from?
Horrible. Your name. Well, what's that?
Where does your name come from?
Oh, because my older brother's Bob, and his friend started calling me Bib. Bob's younger brother, Bib.
Bib and Bob.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Bib and Bob.
Bib and Bob. Kennedy, welcome back.
And my mother's Fab.
Bib, Bob, and Fab. I want to hang out with his family. Call me for Thanksgiving next year.
They don't like names that have two syllables.
Got to get to
we
it
quick.
We have
to call you car.
We're busy. Bib got 1 out of 5.
Sooch!
You got a new nickname.
Sooch would fit right in with that family.
Bib is out. Sooch is in.
No, that's right.
I got the first one.
Yeah. Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bad Bunny is Spotify's most streamed artist in the world for a record-setting fourth year.
Wow.
Which big event is Bad Bunny doing in February that has people divided?
The Super Bowl halftime show.
1-1. Tyra Banks, 52. Today, she created and hosted which competition show from 2003 to 2018?
America's Next Top Model.
America's Next Top Model, yes. Close. 2-1. Question number three.
Yeah, you missed one word, Bib.
Jelly Roll is also celebrating a birthday today. He's turning 41 in Jelly's biggest song. When does he talk to God?
When he needs a favor.
3-1. Question number four. Thanks to season 5 of Stranger Things, Nature Valley is bringing back their fudge chip peanut butter boppers for the first time since 1989. Maybe we'll find someone in Angelica's office next week, Dan.
Okay, sticky fingers.
They have special Stranger Things packaging, too, Kennedy. Who created the show Stranger Things?
The person? I don't know.
The Duffer Brothers.
Oh, right, Duffer Brothers.
3-1. They do stay under the radar.
Question number 5. Tickets to see The Wizard of Oz at Sphere in Vegas are ranging from $119 to $377 a ticket. It is a 4D experience, but is it worth that, Kennedy?
I don't know. It sounds like a cool place to see it.
Mm-hmm. Who was the first band to ever play the Sphere when it opened in 2023?
Was it U2?
It was U2. That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yes. She's pretty good at it, isn't she, Ben?
Fantastic.
Well, unfortunately...
I was calling to play Can't Be Kennedy, but that's great.
You just wanted the tickets, and we're going to give them to you. You got yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing December 6th to the 23rd at the Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. For tickets, visit comshakes.org, but you are going for free, okay?
Oh, thank you. That's fantastic.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Bib from Dorchester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping you'll drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand just like ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
but
hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while
neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I'm moving
at
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting
I
my
really
pride?
Can't stay.
Baby, it's cold
baby,
out there.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, come on now, that is just
I was in the pocket on that. Come on.
We were crushing that, Dan. Fantastic work. Was that our punishment from when we lost?
That was the, yeah, when we lost in 2023,
I believe. No, my punishment was editing it, but.
Editing it. We did that live.
Yeah, that's right. We did do that live.
Yeah, there's a video on the Mix Instagram.
100%.
Video on Instagram.
I feel like we had to practice a lot or
no,
something.
No, we did practice
well, trying
a lot.
To stay on beat with Carson was a battle, but we got there.
It's a tough song to do.
I invented the beat. What are you talking about, Dan? So we want to come up with another punishment, North Shore versus South Shore this Sunday. Kennedy is going to be at South Shore Plaza, 12 to 2. Dan and I will be at the North Shore Mall, 12 to 2. Obviously, we are collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. And, you know, just having a nice little wager on the situation adds to the intensity. Let's see. Is this Darla from North Attleboro?
It is. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What
I
is
think
your idea?
Dan and Carson need to get their best Ariane and start practicing Defying Gravity.
What if we don't lose? You're already making us lose.
There's no, yes.
What if the North will rise this year?
Hey, I am so confident Kennedy's going to win because I'm going to go meet her.
Leading
again, Kennedy, I met you back in 2018 at a mixed fest.
Yeah, you
amazing.
Remember that.
The North Shore needs to show out this year.
Yes, I was a big fan of Darla for about 3 seconds.
I don't know, you guys singing For Good as Alphabet and Glinda would bring me great joy.
I would crush it, but I don't want to.
Again, if you have an idea or a suggestion for what the wager should be, 617-655-1234. I believe we have Christy from Derry. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you thinking for the loser, for the punishment?
So I think it's a little cold outside. We need to call back some of our summer shenanigans. I think you should do a dunk tank polar plunge.
Dan, you're familiar with the dunk tank, aren't you?
I
Carson,
sure did.
Carson, you're familiar with the dunk tank, aren't you?
Oh, we're not talking about me, Kennedy.
We're always talking about you, Carson.
Yeah. Carson and I have both already been dunk tanked this year, so if Kennedy loses, I love it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea.
We've both already been in a dunk tank.
Oh, my God, it was so cold, too. They filled my dunk tank up with bags of ice.
Yeah, they didn't do that for me, which was nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Christy, for that.
I love it.
I mean, I hate you for that idea. But we love it. All right. Have a great day. Thanks.
Bye.
Mike is from Newton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Mike.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I was thinking about doing the routine from Mean Girls.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Well, first of all, Mike, I love that you know that.
Wait, describe the scene. I don't remember it.
It's the four mean girls up on stage for the school recital.
They're wearing Lady Santa outfits.
Yeah, they're singing Santa Baby, right?
Thigh-high boots with heels.
I don't remember the song.
You were just focused on Rachel McAdams?
Oh, I do have nice legs, though, Kennedy.
It's Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, Jingle Bell Rock.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
It's a good one.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Meredith from Leominster, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're doing great. What are you thinking the punishment should be for the loser?
So the loser should have to perform the ribbon dance that Will Ferrell did in Old School. It was like a gymnastics routine.
Oh, I remember. I would love to see Kennedy do that after she loses. She used to be a Falconet cheerleader.
Sure enough.
She would make it look good.
Leotard and all.
Oh, that's a really good idea. All right. Thanks, Meredith. We appreciate that.
Maxim is here, too.
Oh, hey, what's up, Maxim? Thank you. All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Lisa from Middleborough.
Hello, how are you all?
We're doing great. What do you think the punishment should be?
All right, so a whole pound community, and we all rock out together,
you
and
go,
it's amazing.
Girl.
That's cool. Good for you.
Yeah, that is cool. It's called Pound Fitness again?
Yes, absolutely. Google it. You'll fall in love with it.
Pound sand, Lisa.
Now.
Thanks a lot.
Because I feel like
we're
the ones
Lisa.
That are going to lose, Dan. All of these are aimed at us.
Don't make the listeners upset before the competition. You're dragging me down.
Hey, where can they find you online, Lisa? Where can they find Pound Fitness?
You can go to poundfitness.com.
Okay.
And there is a section that you can look for any classes. We have virtual classes. We're all around the world. We're
That's
worldwide,
awesome.
Everywhere.
Very
North
cool.
Shore, South Shore, you name it, we're there.
All right. Thanks for the idea, Lisa.
Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that store.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up
that
to your ears out there. I'll thrill when I touch
but
your
But don't
head.
You see?
How can you do this to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
Get over that hole
Baby,
down.
It's cold. Baby, it's cold outside. Kiss me, you fool.
What a time to be alive, my friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face, and then suddenly I bumped into you.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing, because I'm like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place.
Nope, nope.
And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
With you.
But with you, I found
I see
my
your
place.
Face, and it's nothing like I've ever known before.
You hit that one just dead on.
We nailed that one, didn't we?
That was so good.
The music is extra good this morning on our show. Do you notice that,
Dan? I don't know what it is.
There's some quality to the music on the show this morning that just stands out.
Raw talent and charisma.
I can't quite put my finger on it. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy. We have our big event. So we're collecting toys on Saturday. We're going to be at Pheasant Lane Mall 11 to 1. But the big one on Sunday, it's the North Shore versus the South Shore, an epic battle every year as to who can collect the most toys. Dan and I will be up on the North Shore, the best shore.
North Shore, best shore. Roast beef three ways, better than bar pizza. Let's go.
And that's what you get for the South Shore.
No, I just don't need to. I just don't need to because I know it's there.
Because people like you and they're going to support you and whatever. Me.
How dare I be me?
Annie's from Worcester. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. Thank you, first of all, for making me smile every morning. You guys are great.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you, Annie.
It's really nice.
And I just want to say, Carson and Dan, love you guys, but when you lose, you should dress up as elves and have to ride tricycles through the South Shore Mall singing Christmas caroling songs, including the ones you've done previous years.
I mean,
losing the bet.
The tricycles make it hysterical. I get that. That's funny.
Yeah.
But can you at least come with two ideas in case we win?
Yeah, nobody's coming with ideas for Kennedy.
I don't like that. Like, they're sleeping on the North Shore.
I mean, the idea, though, is that any of these things, were I to lose, I would do them.
But nobody's thinking in that regard.
I can't help that.
I hope you people of the North Shore are hearing the disrespect. The disrespect for the North Shore from those in the South Shore. Let's see. I think we have Megan and then Brooke. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Brooke is 5 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
Brooke, can you hear us? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Good morning.
I have to talk when my truck leaves for 5 seconds, then fall into a hot tub with water.
So Brooke thinks we should have to jump on a trampoline and then into a hot tub full of water.
That's just funny.
I mean, I love it. I'm in.
For Kennedy, right?
I like hot tub.
Well, I mean, I would 100%.
That sounds like a good day.
I don't belong on a trampoline ever.
Well, that is great. Thank you so much, Brooke. We appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Yes, thank you, Megan. Angie's from Quincy. That's in the South.
What Angie has us on hold.
What?
Beat is bumping.
No, let's go.
How do you do that?
I didn't know you could still do that in 2025.
What?
I want that.
Quincy, South Shore, they're going to lose. They're going down. Quincy, South Shore, downtown.
Hello?
Ah, she gone.
Oh.
Marissa from Quincy, good morning.
Oh, another Quincy person,
well,
so it's fine.
Let's go.
Good morning.
What is your idea for the punishment for the loser?
I think they should set up Carson's outdoor Christmas lights.
Got jokes.
So if we lose, Carson just has to do what Lana's going to make him do anyways.
Yes.
And you'll have to help.
Oh,
Melinda from Wilmington, good morning.
Get the two of you. To the left, Dan, to the left.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning. My idea was that you, whoever loses, it doesn't matter either one.
Thank you.
That you dress up as Buddy the Elf, and that team will, using only lines from the movie, go through the mall and spend $40 total on items for presents for the other team.
Okay.
Seems like you've thought a lot
there's
about
a lot
this.
Of,
there's a lot of stipulations there.
But I don't hate it.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
I know
weirdly
that guy.
Enough, I came up with that after somebody else said my Mean Girl thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You've had multiple ideas for our punishment. I like it.
I love how Melinda tried to be politically correct, and she said team. But the only team in this is me and Dan. Kennedy's a single person. You're from Wilmington. You're supposed to be supporting the North Shore, Melinda.
I know. I am a North Shore.
I can be my own team. I'm fine with that.
You're an army of one,
but
for sure.
Damn straight.
I did just meet Kennedy, so.
Hi.
Here we go again. Did you hear this, Dan?
I came to your house.
Oh, hey, girl, hey.
She's, are you bringing listeners to your house to win their affection?
She may or may not have bought something I was selling.
Do you see what we have to compete against? Kennedy is going to the North Shore to meet our listeners, Dan. To
shaking
try
hands
win this.
And kissing babies.
Talk about cheating the system. My gosh, Kennedy.
I didn't care
you are there. Unscrupulous.
I really am.
I see your face, and it's nothing like I've ever known.
Oh, wait, I'm about to hit this.
Love is an open door.
Love is an open door.
Love is an open door. With you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Love is an open door.
So good. It just keeps
getting
better.
You're welcome, America.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Sam from Gloucester.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning, everyone.
Sam just dropped her nephew off at chorus rehearsal.
Nice. We love an auntie.
Do we have a big holiday show coming up?
We do have a big holiday show coming up.
Where do they sing?
At Rockport Elementary.
Okay, cool. We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
So you know the deal. Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of the questions or your answers. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. And if you do win, it's $1,000, okay?
All right.
We ready?
Hope so, yes.
Alex Warren, Doechii, Benson Boone have all made Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Doechii's biggest song, Anxiety, heavily samples which 2011 hit?
It is. Oh, I passed. Shoot.
I wouldn't even call that a sample. They just use the instrumental.
It's all of it.
Question number two.
And I can hear it.
Yep. Jay-Z, 56 today. Jay-Z has been on multiple number one songs with female singers. I'm going to list them, and you tell me which pop star is on each song, okay?
Okay, sure.
Crazy in Love.
Crazy in Love is Beyonce.
Umbrella.
Umbrella is Rihanna.
Empire State of Mind.
Empire State would be with Jay-Z.
Yep, you got that part.
Yeah, thank you for giving us that one.
Need an answer.
Won't get it.
Question number three. This artist, 42 today, take a listen to their breakout song from 2011 and then name the artist. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Name the artist.
Andy Grammer.
2011, big year.
Season 3, yeah. Love is Blind couple Alexa and Brennan Lemieux have split after 4 years of marriage. Which married couple hosts Love is Blind?
Vanessa and Nick Lachey.
Question number 5. Two New York Times movie critics have chosen their favorite films of the year. One chose Sinners and the other chose One Battle After Another. Which actor starred in One Battle After Another?
One Battle is a terrible. I knew Sinners. I don't even know that. I know that one.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't do good at the box office, but everyone said it was great.
Yeah, I just saw it a couple weeks ago. It was very good. All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy.
Sam from Gloucester, $1,000 on the line. Got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
We
Sam.
Started North Shore, South Shore early.
I'm so sad.
I obviously won't say it, but once you started asking two, I remembered one.
Oh, no. All right, here we go, Kennedy.
Okay.
Question number one. These are tough. Alex Warren, Doechii, and Benson Boone all made Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Doechii's biggest song, Anxiety, heavily samples which 2011 hit?
Somebody I used to know.
Somebody that I used to know.
By Gautier.
By Gautier, yes. 0-0. Jay-Z, 56 today. He's been on multiple number one songs with female singers. I'm going to list them, and you tell me which pop star is on each song. Crazy in Love.
Beyonce.
Umbrella.
Rihanna.
Empire State of Mind.
Alicia Keys.
1-0. This artist, 42 today, take a listen to their breakout song from 2011 and then name them. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Name the artist.
Andy Grammer.
You sure?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Lock it in.
2-1. Season 3, Love is Blind couple Alexa and Brennan Lemieux have split after 4 years of marriage. Oh. Which married couple hosts Love is Blind?
Nick Lachey, Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
3-2. Question number 5. Two New York Times movie critics have chosen their favorite films of the year. One chose Sinners and the other chose One Battle After Another. Which actor starred in One Battle After Another?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio is correct.
I need to put more respect on his name recently.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Okay.
Big dub.
Yep. Unfortunately, you don't get the money, Sam, but thank you so much for calling into play this morning. We do appreciate that.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
What's your nephew's name?
Nico.
Tell Nico to have a great time performing.
Oh, we definitely will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Sam from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So the murder trial of Brian Walsh is in the spotlight this week in Norfolk Superior Court. He's the Cohasset man accused of killing and dismembering his wife, Anna Walsh, who vanished on New Year's Day in 2023. Walsh has surprisingly admitted to cleaning up Anna's body and misleading investigators, but he's insisting, this is his defense, that he didn't kill her. They have found searches on his computer. I'm sure you've heard this by now, but there are Google searches about how to dispose a body, how long before a body smells, and can you be charged with murder without a body? Emily D. Baker, the internet's favorite law nerd. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. And she breaks down all of these trials. She spent a very long time working in the LA courts. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
A good one. It's good to hear both of your voices and be talking to you. Also, I just got Golden out of my head like 2 days ago. So I'm glad. I'm glad that that was the lead-in song.
Good. Perfect. Good to get you back into it. This is a sad story. I can't imagine what Anna's family is going through. But in all of your years in working in the courts, have you ever seen this type of defense?
Yes. And I think we've seen it in some higher profile cases, too. One of Robert Durst's first cases comes to mind with, I got rid of their body, but I didn't kill them. They died in some other way. That when there is no body recovered and no autopsy and very compelling evidence that the victim was disposed of, you don't have a lot of other options. And the defense, I think, has done a good job setting this case up for Brian Walsh to testify. So I have seen defenses like this. And the difficulty for prosecutors is they can't necessarily prove how Anna Walsh died. They can prove that she died, and they are trying to prove a first-degree premeditated murder without being able to show how she died. So that is one of the challenges for them. There are many more challenges for the defense, I think, but the prosecution has some challenges for them as well.
I know you said you've seen defenses like this. Has it ever worked?
Yes, wow. Also with Robert Durst. And it's not as common, but it can be hard for jurors to say, yes, I'm confident beyond a reasonable doubt that this person committed this murder without knowing how the death happened. That can be a challenge for jurors. Now, those cases didn't have Google searches.
Yeah.
So the Google searches, including the word murder and crime scene, are going to be argued as consciousness of guilt, and that makes it harder. But I think the defense is going to continue to focus on, well, he freaked out after he found her dead, and that's why this. But most people would say, well, if you freak out after somebody seems non-responsive, you call 911 because they may not be dead, and it may be a lot of other things. And also, why are you Googling after a murder if a murder was not committed?
So before the trial began, he pleaded guilty to two of the counts. Why do you think that they did that part? Like, what made the difference in him saying, yes, I'm guilty of this, but not that, in other words?
I think the evidence on those two counts is incredibly compelling. And so if he testifies, the jury is going to be focused in on the question of, did he premeditate and kill her? The jury's not going to be focusing on, did he dispose of her? Did he lie to police? Because those are going to be much easier questions to answer. Oh. So it really focuses them on just the one question. And if the jury knows he pled, there can always be a little bit of bolstering. And at this point, it seems like the court might keep that out. But there can be a little bit of bolstering if he says, see, I would tell you the things that I did. Trust me, I told you that I got rid of her. I told you that I lied to police, but I didn't do this. And so because I told you these things, you should believe me when I tell you this other thing. And remember his police interviews, he talked about that federal art fraud case. And he said, no, I pled guilty with integrity. That's what he said to law enforcement. So I think he's going to try to take that same angle if and when he testifies, which it seems that everyone in the courtroom is preparing for him to testify in this trial.
Emily D. Baker talking about the Brian Walsh trial that's happening. And yes, the Karen Reed trial is going to seep into this trial because of Michael Proctor, state police officer. This was the guy who was fired from his job for the way the investigation went down with the Karen Reed trial, he also investigated this case as well. Do you think they're going to try and use some of Michael Proctor against the prosecution?
I have wondered if part of the "I found her deceased and I got scared or I freaked out" defense will be because I saw what was happening in the Karen Reed case before this happened. I wonder if that will be part of his argument, but Proctor is on the defense's witness list. We heard his voice in some of the recorded interviews, but he is not the lead investigator. And Cohasset police really did everything in their power in this missing person investigation before it became a murder investigation. His hands are definitely not in this case as much, but he's not the only overlap. We're going to see a lot more. We saw Trooper Guarino on the stand. We're going to see Trooper Connor Keefe on the stand. So there are a lot of MSP troopers that were involved in this case, not just Proctor. But I wonder if because Cohasset did such a good job, the impact of Proctor is not going to be as much if the defense calls him because he's on their witness list. I don't think we'll see him from the prosecution at all.
Okay.
Fascinating.
And we're thinking 3 weeks. It's going to be a quick one. It seems like they're moving pretty quickly in this thing. Not a lot of shenanigans in this one. It's moving quickly.
No, it's been surprisingly normal for what a sad and horrific case this is. But the attorneys seem to be working well together. They are working well with the court. The exhibits, largely, they have agreed already on what is coming in. They've argued on a very few things during trial. They did a lot of work before trial to get here. And remember, Brian Walsh was supposed to go to trial in October and then didn't. So they had even a little bit more time to finalize those things. And they've worked well together. This courtroom's run really smoothly. And it's been nice to see after how difficult days were of the Karen Reed case. So it's a very different case, though some very familiar troopers from MSP. But the attorneys, I think, have been doing a great job, and it's been a very focused prosecution so far. And today we might get some really interesting text messages sent from Anna Walsh, because the court yesterday indicated that those will all be coming in. And I'm interested to see those text messages overnight from New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, during the time frame when the prosecution thinks that she was murdered. It'll be interesting to see what she was saying.
From the 508, I love Emily D. Baker. We do too. Emily, thank you. As this continues on, we want to bring you back onto the show, if that's cool with you.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's already in my calendar because you know how much I love both of you. So, thank you. Thank you for keeping everybody informed. You guys are the best. Stay warm.
All right. Thanks.
See you next week.
Emily D. Baker. Find her on the Law Nerd app. It'll tell you when she goes live on YouTube. She breaks everything down in every court case that you're interested in. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to be collecting for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, Pheasant Lane Mall, on Saturday from 11 until 1. Live free or die, Kennedy.
Indeed, indeed.
Live free or die with all of the toys. We're going to be right, if you go in through the food court area, Pheasant Lane Mall, you walk through the food court, and that puts you right in the kind of the center area. Mm-hmm. It's the same place we set up every year. If you've been there in previous years, you know where we're going to be. But if you've never been there before, that's the kind of the center area is where it is. And then afterwards, Kennedy, we're all going to go bet it all on black. What do you say? Hit the casino?
She always says red.
Nope, it's red. It's always red.
Okay, we go bet it all on red. What do you say? I got $7. What do you got, what? Dan? We're going to bet some money, Kennedy.
Ooh.
We'll walk over into the Nash Casino there. Have you been in there yet?
No, I have not.
Bro.
I drove past it.
Bro, the
inside.
Sports bar in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I love losing money. I'll go.
All right, Dan, you and I. Sorry, we'll bet it all
I
on
love
live.
Making bad decisions. Call me.
All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. So yesterday I told you that Miley Cyrus had gotten engaged. Well, yesterday she was on Good Morning America and she revealed some juicy details. It turns out Max Morando proposed during their trip to Asia, catching her totally off guard. Here's what she had to say.
I am not easy to surprise because I love to control every situation, and I had completely surrendered. And I'm telling you, I was so surprised. My life has been perfectly aligned with the release of Avatar, my personal life. Those two things kind of, I guess you could say, marrying each other and harmonizing with one another.
What? She also said about the ring, he did good. I say he did.
What is her connection to the new Avatar?
Her song. She sang the song from it. We've played it here a couple weeks ago, I want to say.
I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, like the big ballad song from the movie. She is hers.
I cannot wait for this movie. It's one of my all-time favorite franchises. I love these movies. It's like a go-to, the Avatar.
Travis Kelce on his New Heights podcast. They had George Clooney on, because why wouldn't you? And they were George Clooney. There was a story out in the media about he and his wife, Amal, have never really had an argument, that they've had a conflict-free marriage. So they wanted to ask Travis if he's ever had an argument with Taylor.
Travis, shall we ask you the same questions?
Well, it's only been 2.5 years, and you're right. I haven't gotten an argument.
Yeah. All right.
Never once.
Honestly, you know, neither of us are going to win the argument, so why get in it?
And there you have it.
Never once.
What?
She was on tour
Can't
for a
relate.
Year and a half.
I no idea.
Cannot relate.
I mean, never not once. What are we talking about? How do you never get into an argument?
I don't know. Maybe you've set your boundaries early. You knew what you wanted out of this, and you had a discussion about it, and they're older than, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm.
You've been in enough bad relationships to know what it is that you want.
Maybe he's in the Yes Dear Hall of Fame.
I feel like even if I did that, I'd still get in trouble. Are you Yes Dearing me?
Never, not once. It's hard to
That's a lie. That's a lie. It's a lie. Of course you've been in a fight. And now
maybe a small fight.
The scale might not be major, but you are flat out lying to me if you are in a relationship with somebody and you don't come to blows every once in a while.
I don't know what to
say. You ever been in a relationship where you're never in a fight?
No, but I pick really awful people to be in relationships with, so
I just think it's a normal part of it.
I don't speak my truth.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think it is. I don't know. What do I know?
No, say what you were going to say. I'm curious.
I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, maybe it's just where I am in my life.
Sure.
Like what I want. So whatever happens next for me, like I'm going to walk into it speaking my truth. Like, I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But I also am the kind of human being that doesn't need a whole lot.
Right?
Because I've done it myself for so long. So I don't have... I don't have that part of me, but again, what do I know? I won't know till I know. So it's all good. Good for them.
I think he's lying.
Probably right. All right.
Good for them with the guests again, though. They got Clooney on there.
I know, right?
Big time.
I mean it. And last night was the Christmas in Rockefeller special, and our very own new edition performed Give Love on Christmas Day. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
I get it.
Why don't you? So happy you would bring
Just the smooth vocal stylings. And that is what I got.
This is more of my speed.
Seen in Dogma over there at the strip club.
Oh,
doing
Dogma.
The snake.
You are my world. Your love so sweet.
Your space you keep. How young.
I know, they're babies.
He's a literal child.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Sophie from Needham.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
We're doing great. Sophie is a vet tech, Kennedy.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for doing what you do.
Of course. If you're looking for any animals, come swing by MSPCA in Boston. We got some good ones.
Did you see the guy that brought the duck into the football game the other night at Gillette?
Yes.
I did see that. That's very silly.
You have to buy the duck and ticket? That.
How did you get through?
I don't know how he got it through, but I would like to talk to him because that must have been creative.
That's an odd duck. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
It's a long way to go for that joke.
That's what he does, Dan. That's what he does. He waits.
Kennedy,
can you please
leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Okay, Sophie?
Roger that.
Question number one. Olivia Dean says she doesn't like dating apps. She says, quote, I don't love that it's like you could have whoever you want. Just swipe, 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 swipe. It all feels a bit too disposable. Which dating app has a flame on their logo?
Tinder.
Joe Jonas is hinting a new DNCE album that it is in the pipeline after chatting with People magazine. DNCE had a big hit back in 2015 with which song?
Cake by the Ocean.
Jeff Bridges, 76 today. He played the dude in the classic movie The Big Lebowski. In that movie, which item belonging to the dude gets ruined by thugs, causing him to get involved in the central plot?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Really tied the room together, man.
Question number four.
No idea.
One of Matthew Perry's doctors just received 30 months in federal prison for supplying the drug that killed him. Prosecutors said he exploited Perry's addiction for profit. Which drug was this doctor supplying Matthew Perry?
I think it was ketamine, right?
Question number five. Travis Kelce revealed he has never once had an argument with his fiance Taylor Swift during their almost 3-year relationship.
Boring.
You sit on a throne of lies. Before Kelce, Swift was in a 6-year relationship with which actor?
Oh my God. First of all, they definitely had an argument. There's no way.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
And wait till you get married. Austin, it all changes.
Not Austin Butler. Austin somebody. I'm not going to get this. I was listening. You played. We're playing that Ophelia song. I don't really listen to Taylor Swift. And the only reason I was listening to it is because I was waiting to play this. So.
That was a long way to tell us she didn't know.
Yeah, you could just say, I don't know. It would be fine.
I don't know. I still don't know. Sorry.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Sophie getting 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Yeah.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Guys.
Olivia Dean says she doesn't like dating apps. She says, and I quote, I don't love that it's like you could have whoever you want. Just swipe, 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 swipe. It feels a bit too disposable. Kennedy, which dating app has a flame as their logo?
Tinder.
Because your relationship going to flame out.
Pretty much.
Met my girlfriend on Tinder.
Never mind.
Not you. Present company
excluded.
Exception to the rule. Tied to one question.
You're the anomaly.
Question number
Thank
two.
You.
I didn't know that, Dan. I didn't realize that.
Sure did.
Question number two. Joe Jonas is hinting at a new DNCE album. It is in the pipeline after chatting with People magazine. DNCE had a big hit back in 2015 with which song?
Cake.
Cake by the Ocean.
2-2. Jeff Bridges, 76 today, played the dude in the classic movie The Big Lebowski. In that movie, which item belonging to the dude gets ruined by thugs, causing him to get involved in the central plot?
A rug. It really tied the room together.
Yes.
3-2.
I write these questions just so I can say my favorite movie quotes on the air.
One of Matthew Perry's doctors just received 30 months in federal prison for supplying the drugs that killed him. Prosecutors said he exploited Perry's addiction for profit. Which drug was this doctor supplying Matthew Perry?
Ketamine.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw any of the testimony from
his
mom.
It's not long enough.
After the sentencing, or before the sentencing, his mom, and then who is it from Dateline? It's his stepfather?
His stepfather, yeah. Chris.
Man, listening to them, it was tough to hear. 4-3, question number 5. Travis Kelce revealed he has never, not once, not any time ever, had an argument with his fiancée, Taylor Swift, during their almost 3-year relationship. Before Kelce, Swift was in a 6-year relationship with which actor?
Joe Alwyn.
Although, Dan, I will say this. If it were you and you were dating Taylor Swift, you might not get in a fight with her either until you were married. You got to secure the bag, man.
Yeah, but he has a bag.
But not Taylor Swift's bag. I mean, he's got a nice Chanel.
He's doing okay.
5-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Good job, Kennedy.
Good job, indeed. And thank you for the wonderful work you're doing as a vet tech.
Yes.
Taking care of all the animals.
What's the weirdest animal you've ever had come in as a vet tech?
We had someone bring in a duckling. We've had, before I started, somebody brought in like a serval, like that type of African cat.
Yeah.
My least favorite is the sugar glider, but you know,
Eat
their own.
Sugar glider people are unique.
They're something.
It's a nice way to say that.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Sophie?
I am Sophie from Needham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Brendan from Milford.
Hi, Brendan.
Hey, Kennedy. Good morning, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Brendan?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio respectfully?
Good luck.
Respectfully.
Gotta love it.
Okay, Brendan, Kennedy is out heading into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000 this morning. Are you ready?
Oh, man. Yes, I am. I'm excited.
Question number one. Vans is joining forces with this Netflix smash hit animated movie. The footwear brand is launching an exclusive shoe collection inspired by the global phenomenon's beloved characters. Name the movie.
Is it K-pop Demon Hunters?
Today is National Cookie Day. What is the best-selling cookie brand?
Ooh, Famous Amos.
Police have found no evidence that this actress was drugged at the bar she was stretchered out of, but she is sticking to her story. Who is she?
Kim Kardashian? I don't know.
Question number 4. The Chiefs versus the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day delivered more than 57 million viewers for CBS, making it the most watched regular season game in history. Who is the quarterback for the Chiefs?
Patrick Mahomes.
Question number 5. The director of Casino is producing a one-hour drama for Netflix about the modern-day gambling business in Las Vegas. Who is the director of Casino?
Martin Scorsese.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So it says in my notes here, Brendan, which could be the strangest note I've ever seen about somebody playing Campy Kennedy.
Oh, no.
Pillow fights strangers dressed as Buddy the Elf.
That's me.
How does one get into that line of work?
Oh, well, I started about 8 years ago,
and it's turned into this big fundraiser where I use the videos to push out my fundraiser that buys, well, it helps buy toys for sick children at Boston Children's Hospital.
Well, that's lovely.
And you're going to be at the tree lighting at Copley Square tonight?
At the Boston Common tonight, 6 to 8.
Oh, how amazing.
Has anyone ever just rocked you with a pillow?
Oh, yeah. It's mostly like the teenagers, the younger kids. They don't get it. It's supposed to be fun, but they take it so seriously.
Kennedy, Brendan got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Brent.
You did great. Thank These you. Are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Vans is joining forces with this Netflix smash hit animated movie. The footwear brand is launching an exclusive shoe collection inspired by the global phenomenon's beloved characters. Name the movie.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
We're going to be on there tomorrow morning, Kennedy, trying to get you a pair.
I didn't think they were very cute.
You didn't like any of them?
I didn't.
I thought there was one or two in there that that you might like. No?
I didn't think I
All right, we'll go in and search.
Sure.
We'll go in and search. Title one, question number two. Today is National Cookie Day. What is the best-selling cookie brand?
Chips Ahoy?
Oreos, and it's not even close.
Oh, they Oreo.
They sell billions globally every year. Question number three. Police have found no evidence that this actress was drugged at the bar she was stretchered out of, but she is sticking to her story. Who is she?
Tara Reid.
2-1. Question number four. The Chiefs versus the Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game delivered more than 57 million viewers for CBS, making it the most watched regular season game in history. Who is the quarterback for the Chiefs?
Patrick Mahomes.
3-2. Question number five. The director of Casino is producing a one-hour drama for Netflix about the modern-day gambling business in Las Vegas. Who is the director of Casino?
Is it Martin Scorsese?
It is. Nice guess.
Good job.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, pillow fighting buddy
it's
the
okay.
elf. We can't give you the $1,000.
What you're doing is really cool.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I love it.
What's your favorite quote from the movie?
Buddy the elf, what's your favorite color?
Oh, that was quick. Well, he's had 8 years to think about
it. You are amazing.
All right, Brendan, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Brendan from Milford, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.